from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Slow movement in Luxembourg on talks to replace the Lomé Trade and Aid Pact. Dominicans counting their losses from a pyramid-type scheme that's thought to have collapsed, and the long and winding road to France with the Reggae Boys. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The European Council of Ministers meeting in Luxembourg has become bogged down with disagreements among some members on the issue of trade with ACP countries in a post-Lomé arrangement. The decisions taken by the European officials are expected to have a significant impact on the EU's future relations with the countries of Africa, the Caribbean, and the Pacific. It looks as though the issue of trading blocks is one of the thornier ones. From Brussels, Clifford Smith has more.
Specific trade protocols, such as those for bananas, beef, and sugar, never really got discussed. The talk was all about the general approach for future trade relations. As things stand now, the main disagreements over Lomé as a whole are concerned with trade, more specifically on the whole idea of possible free trade areas, whether regional or country-based, and on what, if anything, should be done to improve the EU's system of generalized preferences for developing countries. The importance of this last item is that some officials here would like to be able to offer ACP countries something to fall back on as far as commodity trade is concerned if they're being asked to give up existing trade advantages under Lomé. The time scale is, of course, another issue. The European Union governments have all signed up to the ultimate objective of trying to integrate ACP countries into the world economy together with its liberalized free trading system. But how much time should they allow countries for transition? How much extra time or help should be given to the least developed countries among the ACP? Well, none of these questions has yet been answered here. The next step is for the EU Council of Permanent Representatives, or ambassadors, to take on the issue, with the aim of narrowing the gaps enough so that the next Council of Ministers, in 3 weeks' time, can actually make decisions. For BBC Caribbean Report, this is Clifford Smith in Brussels.